will be you.
I got a good count.
Yeah, that's reasonable, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, you double with somebody, too.
Someone double there?
Yeah, it was me, KD8RHB. I got a good copy on both of you.
I'm just checking for the misconception, ARPSC, ARPSC, I don't know if I can learn to say it before the next starts, so please call now.
Kilo 8, Julia, Bravo, Delta.
Hey, JBB, got you, good readable as well, sir.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo, Hotel Bravo.
Good afternoon, Greg, got you, this morning, readable. ARPLCNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by. Mission is actually at the LCNet. Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section A at PLC. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section A at PLC Net. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
Negative.
break with you, WD-8AXB, can you confirm with WD-8PQZ, roger?
Yeah, now, I was hearing him very loud and clear on 40, and I don't hear him at all here on 75, over.
Okay, maybe he's still on 40 then. I'll tell you what, we're going to get started, and if he gets over here and we can pick him up, we'll do that. I've got him penciled in now on the roster. So good afternoon, everybody, and I say thank you for joining me this afternoon. We've been watching all of the hurricane activity and the recovery from it over in North Carolina. Major efforts there in the recovery effort, and as you can observe from listening on our other frequency on 40 meters, there's quite also a lot of net activity. Amateur radio is playing a major part in helping with welfare traffic and other activities. So our hats off to those people. Our thoughts and our prayers are obviously with those people, and sure hope they are, and anything else we can do to assist. Not too much happening in the state this week. We've got a couple of things. Thursday afternoon, from a state perspective, that is. Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. is our Oxcom work group. That's on Teams. And then on Saturday, of course, is our semi-annual exercise. It's the fall exercise. So I guess we can call it the annual fall exercise. Or, as it's also known, the fall set, since this is a RRL set season. So at any rate, the information went out last evening. That would have been the report information as well as the scoring key. And with that, we should be ready to have an exercise on Saturday morning. Hope to see you all there. And then some. With that, we will turn to the roster and go to NAOBU to be followed by KHADD. NAOBU, Mike, thank you for providing the relay. Over to you, sir.
All right, enjoying nice last of the nice weather. It's supposed to get cool until Friday, and then it's supposed to warm back up. All good here. Nothing important to add. I hope they get things straightened out in Carolina. Yes, I think this 80 meters was definitely a better idea than 40 meters for this. But thanks for being net control, and I'll sit by here and monitor if I'm needed. And it'll be you.
Okay, roger that on the 80 meters. Thank you for confirming that. And, yeah, as far as the weather goes, boy, it's already taken a dip here. I went outside yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, and it was in the 30s. I thought, oh, goodness, already. So, anyway, yeah, we'll look forward to a little bit of more warm weather, but I guess we're also ready for fall. Let's go next to KHADD to be followed by KD8RHB. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
K-A-D-O-N, this is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta. His name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw. We're doing okay, getting all finalized up for the statewide Oxcom SEP on Saturday. Have some interesting things going on here, so haven't got the scoring key yet, but I'm assuming I'll get it fairly soon. Other than that, we've had our final siren test net. We went through and checked out the five problem children, let's call them that. Two of them are working okay now, so we're only down to three. That's not bad for 85. So anyway, we're finished that up. That's all squared away. Other than that, on the home front, I got my hex beam set up. It's a KIKO, and it's got 20 and 17, and got it all tuned up. Everything's ready to go, and I'm looking forward to doing some DX over the winter here. So anyway, that's pretty much what it is from Washtenaw County. Max, thanks for running the net, and KDHRHB for being the backup. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KHADD, KEAD1, Michigan Section ARPLC. Nice to hear you got your hex beam up. Look forward to hearing signal reports, and hope you have a lot of good DX activity there. Also, good work on the nice job on the assisting the county with their testing of the sirens. That's always a great service that we perform, and I know that that's appreciated where the sirens are out there. And look forward to seeing you on Saturday, or hearing you on Saturday as we go through the set. Next up, we go to KD8 RHB to be followed by W8COP. Mr. Brett, how are things in Calhoun?
This is KD8 RHB. Thanks for running that, Max. You're fading up and down. I think we all are, actually. There is some solar activity going on right now. I'm sure that's the culprit. Things are going pretty well. My wife and I were at Burt Lake this past weekend. We went up on Thursday night and we just got back just a short time ago. So. This week, Wednesday, I'll be setting up with our CERT group and participating in Fire Prevention Awareness Week, and we're going to be setting up with Calhoun County folks at one of the local venues and for the public. So we'll be doing that. And then plan on participating in the fall SET on Saturday. So looking forward to that. I got a few things to wrap up for, but nevertheless, planning on participating. Other than that, not much else to add, Max. Give it back to you. This is KDRHP.
All right, thank you, Brett, for our 38RHP, KDAQM, Michigan section, RFPS. We have band conditions, or brand conditions, I guess. Amy will be up and down a little bit, I think, partly because of solar and partly because it's almost that time of year for it to work. But it seems to be performing well for us today, so we'll take it as it is. Don't know if you got to see any aurora activity over the weekend there. Last night, I guess, was supposed to be the big night for it. Either way, I hope you had a great time up at Burbank as well. And to hear the public service activity going on with CERT and the Fire Prevention Awareness Week. That's a great public awareness and public relations opportunity to help to raise awareness of what kinds of things are out there. So great job with that. Thank you, sir. Next, we go to WCLP to be followed by WDAXP. Mr. Cobb, Chris, how are you doing up in Okemo?
Well, good afternoon again, Max, and hello to everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COP, ECRO for Okemo County. We're doing good up here, Max, a little overcast now, but we're still at 58 degrees, and fall is definitely in the air. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to participate in the set this year. We've got some other club activities that are conflicting in that date, and some folks aren't available. So we hope it goes well. I'm sure it will. And other than that, Max, the conditions are kind of up and down here. So I won't hold it. I'll say 7-3 to the group from W8COP.
All right, Chris, W8COP, KE8DOM, Michigan Section EFPSCNet. Well, sorry, we won't be able to hear you at the exercise this weekend. There are a few conflicts that are out there, and yours is one of them, and so that's understandable. If we went to find a perfect weekend, we would never be able to have an exercise, unfortunately. So we fit them in where we can. Next we go to WDAXB and maybe WDATQZ after him. So, Mr. Charlie, how are things going on?
KDADON and the Michigan AFPSC net. This is WDAXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Had a beautiful day. We're having quite a breeze right now, quite a breeze. I was outside doing some paperwork for an upcoming medical appointment this week, and it'll be that medical appointment most of Thursday afternoon that will keep me from being on the Opscom working group call. So I won't make it, and I hope your employer lets you sneak in and be part of the afternoon call there. There's going to be some kind of a scramble for the SET. I'm hoping that St. Joseph County can partner with Kalamazoo County and coordinate welcome back, Brett, from, I bet it was a beautiful camping location there at Bird Lake. I've never been there, but I've seen some pictures now, and that looks like quite a good-sized lake. So, Max, back to you, sir, and yeah, hopefully we can bring that signal down for Mike up at Roger City. KEADON from WD at AXP, over.
All right, WDADXB, KE8DUM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I don't know if the noise floor is starting to come up, but the band is starting to fade. I didn't get all of your report there, but I did get bits and pieces of it. Thank you for your comments, and we'll see what happens yet this weekend. Let me give a try and see if WDATQZ is out there. WDATQZ, this is KE8DUM. You up for comments? Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, KEADON. KD8RHP, KEADON, can you try giving him a call?
Roger, we'll call. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, this is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. You're up for comments on the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4Net. Negative copy, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November.
All right, well, thanks for giving me a try. We'll keep him on the roster in case he does turn in here in a moment. We are at the bottom of the roster, so let me take a pause here and see if there's anybody else that would like to check in to the Michigan Section ARPS CNET. If so, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
WBATQZ.
November 8, Kilo Bravo Echo. Okay, I've got KCAYDS and November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, and I believe I did hear WBATQZ in the background there as well. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
ABSWR, I got you in there. Next station.
Comment?
Go ahead.
Hey, Max, KBD was able to get WBATQZ per relay, so just for your information. Over.
Okay, roger that. We'll get back to WBATQZ in just one moment. Let me take one more call, see if there's anybody else wants to check in. Okay, hearing none. WBATQZ, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, do you copy?
WBATQZ, I have your weak, difficult copy, over.
Okay, I have your light readable. Go ahead, you're up for comment, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was listening on 40 meters and got the word you're down here. Propagation was a little bit better, but the only news we have is the max net has encountered the cargo net on 40 around 7232 for most of last week. Yesterday we tried to avoid them by going up to 7238. Come to find out they're on 39. So they do move around a little bit, but 7232 is their first frequency. Anybody that's working on 40, anybody trying to run an net up there might encounter them, and it's worth trying to avoid. That's about all the news you hear. Over.
Okay, roger that. In fact, that's why we're down here on 80 today. We figure that it'd be better to try and stay out of their way. We need all the herbs and bandwidth we can get. Lots of activity going on there. Thank you for your comments, Mike, and for checking in this afternoon. Let's see, next we go to KCYD up to be followed by MASPE. Mr. Ram, what's happening?
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Good evening, Max, and everyone on the net. Saginaw County, we have been working at down at our 911 to get things ready for the SET. Last Saturday, we replaced an antenna, our tri-band antenna that goes to one of our radios. We have HF antenna was down. We got that repaired and back up, so that's in good shape. Problem right now, we're back down on Saturday to try and get the internet working. I know Jeff and Fred did some work over at Rosine. Some of the sector panels weren't working, but right now we don't have a internet feed from across the street over to our 911 center. So Fred was going to take a look at that yesterday. He was busy in the afternoon, so hopefully he's got a shot to look at that. I haven't been down there since that. We gave him a call while we were down there and did some other things, checked cable, checked all the signals, everything else. All the radios there were looking fine on the microwave link and that, just no internet. So we'll see what we can do there. Hopefully we can get it back up before the SET. If not, we might have to do a hotspot or something from in the building in order to be able to do any MySims work. If not, we won't have that ability. So other than that, we're in the process. We got the other set of documents, so we'll be looking through those later tonight. And we hopefully will have at least a couple of locations, our 911 and our Covenant Hospital station online for this. I got about three or four people that are going to be able to participate. I got several people that are still going camping while the weather's still nice here, so they're trying to get as much use out of the weather as possible. So that's what we got from Saginaw County, KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, KCAYDF, KEADOM, Michigan Section ERP on CNET. Glad to hear those antennas are back up again, and hopefully you'll have the internet back soon. Knowing the guys at Central Michigan Emergency Network, they're working on it hard, and we'll be back up in business shortly. And glad to hear also that you got the documents, so you'll have some participation here. Look forward to being able to make contact with you this coming weekend. Next, we go to NASPE to be followed by KBSWR. David, how are things going your way?
All right, KBATOM and the net. This is NASPE. Just a second here, I'm having this thing's faulting out on me. Okay, let's try this again. This is NASPE, and you're light readable here. There's a lot of QSB, so I won't hold it that long, but I just wanted to be able to check in, and I've been essentially reading the mail here. So back to net, KEADOM at NASPE. Back to that.
All right, NASPE, KEADOM. Well, thank you for checking in with the net this afternoon. Yeah, the bands are starting to go up and down a little bit. I had your light to fair readable there, so good copy overall. Let's see here. We go to KEADSWR, and that'll take us to the bottom of the roster again. Mr. Jeff, how are things your way?
Not too bad, Max. Yeah, there's always something going on. We've got the sector back up there at Saginaw, so I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Fred about it, but have to see what's going on, try to get that back working, get the internet there. Always something going on. Was off camping this weekend, so not a lot going on, but I am actually out securing a door at one of the sites that popped open. So even on a camping weekend, I'm still trying to get stuff fixed and put together and doors closed, and you know how that goes. But look forward to building more network. Always something new coming on the horizon. Back to you, Max. I don't know, before I send it back, I don't know if I mentioned last weekend we got microwave into another site in Flint, so going to be moving some repeaters there and making Genesee County great again with some pretty good repeaters. Back to you, Max. KBSWR.
All All right, KB8SWR, KE8DON. No, I don't think you had mentioned the work going on in Geneseo last week, so that nice going there. And I think, as the saying goes, no rest for the wicked. So yes, as you say, always something going on, and we do appreciate all the effort. This is KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPS CNET. We are at the bottom of the roster once more. I will make another call and see if there's anybody else who'd like to check in before we close. Please call now.
Golf Yankee Uniform,
M-A-T-Y-U. I heard Golf Yankee Uniform and it was breaking up a bit. Can you give me a call again?
N-T-H Golf Yankee Uniform, M-A-T-G-Y-U.
And I had a little dyslexia as I heard it. November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform, I think I got it that time.
That's your record.
November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. Can you confirm the call sign?
NAGYU, Golf Yankee Uniform, N-A-G-Y-U. You should be hearing me loud and clear. I don't know why I have problems with this repeater, but I'm running 5 watts on an HT, and I'm sitting in my living room. But you guys are all coming in 5x9, all of it. So I don't know. Name is Rick. Romeo E.D. Charlie Kilo. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Rick, for checking in. I do appreciate that. You're coming in good, but it's a little scratchy on the repeater, so maybe just hit me up with it or something. I'm not quite sure. Are there any other check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio ARPS-CNET? I can't talk. Anyone else to check in, please call. Okay, NAGYU, do you have any other comments for the net?
No, I just wanted to check in and get your numbers up a little bit and say good afternoon to you, and everyone is sounding good. You guys do a tremendous amount of work to keep this system up and going, so I won't get in your hair if you're having problems with hearing me. I got to switch antennas, I guess, because this one doesn't seem to be doing the job. I'm in Emily City, so it's not that far, 12, 13 miles. And 5 watts should get me there with no problem. If I go into the basement, I got more power and better antennas, but I'm not. I broke my back just a short time ago, and I'm not supposed to be up and downstairs. So I do the best I can with what I have. I'll get out of here. You guys have a pleasant evening. This is Nancy A. Dalton, Uniform, signing clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Okay, November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. Well, thank you for checking in, as I say. And don't go down to the basement. Take care of yourself. Get yourself safe and healthy, and we'll catch you again soon. We meet here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and look forward to hearing from you again. This is KEDON. One last call before we close for the Michigan Section ARPS-CNET. Let's see here, 12 check-ins and 28 minutes of run time, so we will call it that for the day, and I want to thank everybody for checking in. We will hope to talk with all of you as possible next weekend at the set, and of course we'll be back here on 9 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you for stopping by. This is KEADON closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet and returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEADON out.